And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. And the next half of our program, we're going to feature Pott County EcoDevo, the Economic Development Corporation over there. And we have Jack Alston, who is the executive director of that organization. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you here. He's joining us via Zoom today. We're going to talk a little bit about economic development and kind of what the year looked like in 2021. But we'll start first. Jack, you're going to tell us a little bit of, because I feel like some people think you're kind of like the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. You guys do a lot of similar things, but very different as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were founded in the 80s, actually. It was started as a group of business people in Wamego got together and helped buy some property to start the Wamego Industrial Park near what was at the time Balderson's and Midwest Concrete. And they developed that property piece by piece, spec building, doing the things you did back in the 80s. And then the county came in and decided to say, hey, let's get together and let's work together. And they developed the Green Valley Business Park, which is now completely filled. The organization grew after that via combination of county funds and business park funds. And then in the early 2000s, they bought what's called the Sandy Hook Industrial Park, which is then all the lots have been sold there. And it's continuously being developed. So we're developers, but and in small towns, the big developers aren't going to come in. It'll be small developers or very small developers or economic development units or cities or what have you. So back in 2013, we changed the focus a little, and they raised money similar to Advantage Manhattan. We have Advanced Pottawatomie, and we haven't gone back out for a second round. We've kept the monies. It was $1.05 million that was raised, and that's used for programs. So we have a budget from the county that pays for salaries and general operating expenses, and then we have program money, and then we have the real estate money. And in the last few years, we've sold 26 lots. And that money has accumulated to be over $1 million. However, the good part about this is we just did a $300,000 expansion in the Wamego Industrial Park, where we've extended the road, water, sewer, and electric another 400 feet. So you go the prospect or whoever it is or the company can attach right on and get going without too much delay. So that was a big thing this year. We had spent $300,000 on the Sandy Hook Industrial Park a few years ago, and that led to those that acreage being bought up. So the infrastructure development is very important, and we're looking at purchasing more property because our board and knows full well that Jeffrey Energy Center isn't going to be there forever. As a matter of fact, we know that one of the units will be closing by 2030, and then the other two at least by 2039. So that means the tax revenue, the property tax revenue in Pottawatomie County may diminish over time unless you can get some very good manufacturing firms in to offset that property tax revenue increase. Now, you may have to give full tax abatements for 10 years, but then they'll hit the rolls and that money will come flowing in. And that's what's happened with Caterpillar. They have one property tax abatement, but the rest of the money just flows in. It's a big revenue producer for the county.
So that sounds like you might have some pressure here the next few years to really get out there and get some businesses in here to the county, because 2030 used to seem like a long time away. It's 8 years away.
Yeah, and I probably won't be around in 8 years. But the good part about it is that we have a partnership called the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. It's as solid as a rock, and Darren Soldan is the day-to-day director of business attraction and development. Jason Smith, of course, is the president and of the Manhattan Chamber, and we work on a daily basis with the Manhattan Chamber on projects and opportunities. And right now we have 5-6 projects in the pipeline that came from either Kansas Department of Commerce or K-State Innovation Partners that we're working on. The amount of time that I put in is limited because of the fact that they have such a strong staff over at the Manhattan Chamber. We're really lucky to have that partnership. And some folks don't really understand it, and that a large percentage of the workforce, 36% of the Pottawatomie County workforce, people that live in Pottawatomie County, work in Manhattan. And some other unusual data that came in, and this was rather surprising, that 33% of the employees at NBAF live in Pottawatomie County. Now, you know, the hiring started, they hired a lot of Fort Riley civilians because of the security clearances and everything else and the IT background. Now the scientists are coming in. So some of those numbers may change. They may go up. They may go down. We don't know. But the numbers in the cross section of data between Manhattan and Pottawatomie County is pretty amazing. You know, 600, close to 700 people commute from Wamego to Manhattan every day. And you can just imagine that what that number is. And I think it's 800 from St. George Township, 900 from Blue Township, and the 900 from Wamego Township. That number of 700 that I gave you was the city of Wamego. So there's a dependence between Manhattan and Pottawatomie County, very strong. And that's why this partnership is so important. And we partnered on business attraction. We partnered on business retention calls. And now we're partnering on small business development and entrepreneurship through Spark.
All right. Well, and you know, you talk about that with the connection there with Manhattan. I know Manhattan's been trying to have some more buildable places for manufacturers to come in. They're kind of limited on space, but I see that 24 corridor between here and Wamego as a real big opportunity here, probably going over the next decade.
Yeah, and fortunately for Pottawatomie County, they finished a comprehensive plan, and all of that area between Excel Road and Lake Elbow is in the plan for development, and beyond that, all the way to Hopkins Creek Road. So there's a lot of possibilities there. And, you know, as we speak, there's some discussions going on and there's some annexation discussions and whatnot. And I think the way it looks is the 24 corridor would be the area that would be most annexable if any areas are. And I don't know how the laws work, if there's grandfathers or whatever. But I see it as opportunities for both Manhattan and Pottawatomie County.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the people are moving to, it seems like, these days, especially in the Blue Township area and St. George as well. And we got Jack Alston here joining us from Pottawatomie County EcoDevo. As far as the Spark organization, that's the entrepreneurship group, is that correct?
That's correct. And then Sarah Siders over at the West Loop, she runs that. She is inside the facility called the Fellow. We helped, I guess, more sort of engineer Spark and the recent classes that they held. One was called Flint Hills Business Launch. It was really Kauffman Fast Track. And it's being run in Topeka almost regularly on a regular basis, along with Entrepreneur Business Basics, which is a kind of a spinoff of that, run out of Kansas City, Kansas. But the classes went so well. We did articles on Lynique Bell, who is Thriving Financial, which is on the Pottawatomie County side with the EBB class. And then we did an article on Kayleen Plummer and Janet Forhey. Janet owns Vineyards, and Kayleen's a banker going into the reupholstery business. So these were really good, soft articles on these folks and the experiences they had. Then the other thing that Sarah did, and we helped engineer some meetings, is the EBB class became Network Kansas board certified. That means the Network Kansas will pick up some of the costs on an ongoing basis whenever anyone in the state wants to run an EBB class. So instead of the cost of registration being $700, it's going to be like $100. And then if you go to all the classes, and maybe Pottawatomie County Economic Development or the Manhattan Chamber will pick up the cost. So these are really good classes. And I think they're 8 weeks, 9 week classes, and they're like an hour and a half a night, and with some great instructors over in LaFaris Rigsby is in this area. She teaches the EBB, and the other one, we have Marianne Reederer, who's the Small Business Development Center coordinator for the Glacial Holton area. And of course, and her family is from Manhattan, and she's well known. So that helps out quite a bit. We're looking for a great future. We're trying to form a partnership with Spark, a formal partnership like the Manhattan Chamber has.
All right. That'd be good. Sarah's a great person. I always enjoy talking to her when we have her on the program.
Yeah, there's another aspect for us over here is that the Immaculata, St. Pius X Immaculata is being built, and people from elsewhere in the country are looking to move here. There's a potential planned 180 lots in Wamego that look to be developed. But these people need places to live and any businesses to buy or develop or what have you. And these entrepreneurship classes will come in perfectly for all those folks out there. It's going to bring people in, but we don't know how much. And we kind of think we know they're going to live near Wamego. Or if they can find homes in St. Mary's or Rossville or even Onega. So this is up in the air. It's going to have a pretty strong economic impact depending on if it's 50 families a year or 75 or even 100 families a year.
All right. Jack Alston joining us again here from Pod County Eco Devo. We've got to take a quick break, but we'll talk about some more items with him in just a moment. Stay tuned. InFocus continues after this.